Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he, speaking of Christ, saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body thou hast prepared me. And burnt offerings and sacrifices for sins thou hast had no pleasure. Talking about in the Old Testament, those burnt offerings and sacrifices. Thou hast had no pleasure. And then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither had pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I'm come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that old covenant, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offerings of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. I wrote 2 pages of notes, and this week I was at the beach. Amen, preacher. Okay. No, I didn't walk around in my Speedos. I didn't even lay out on the beach. I just not that type. I just enjoy the. Did y'all get my pastor phone call Friday? I just enjoy the quietness and the peacefulness. Me, I was telling this group anyway over there. Me and the church are talking about which do we enjoy best, going to the beach or go to the mountains. That's a hard one. You know? Reason I love going to the beach is I loved it. We only sit out at the beach for about an hour and a half with little lawn chair, little chairs, and with our feet in the water. That's all we do. The rest of the time we'd walk the beach or sit up on the balcony and just relax and get out of the sun. But I love the sound of the ocean waves. There's something about the quietness and the calm. Remember I mentioned that in my phone call. It reminds me of the presence of God. The calmness, how it just calms you and relaxes you. So does the presence of God. It brings that calmness and that sense of relaxation. Also, it's great to know the other one was the continual. Anytime you go to the beach, you got those waves. You can count on them being there. And I thought while sitting there in the quietness of the night, man, you know, this is like the presence of God. You can come anytime to the beach and you can count those waves are going to be there, okay? High or low, whenever they're going to be there. And some other things. And then we talk about the mountains. I love when we stay in the mountains, I want to stay by some river or by some creek so I can hear the water running over the rocks. To me, that just makes it. And when it's cool, we leave our doors, the windows and the doors open. You know, there's no bugs up anyway. So at night, you can sleep in the coolness of that. The point of it is, it's just great to be alone with God. And this week, I had some wonderful time alone, downtime alone. I rarely answered my phone. Some people called. I looked at it, and I said, I'll get back to them. Let me give you another one. Latrice, she read something about time management and your appointments. You know how we make appointments? You know, we got doctor's appointments, so we got these appointments, or we're going to the ball games, or what are we going to? But very few of us make appointments with God. We're making an appointment. And when we do make appointments with God, do we sometimes break those appointments because somebody else calls and says, hey, won't you come over and have a pool party, or you know what I'm saying? Just let's do it. And you had already planned to have some time with God. I'm guilty, and you're guilty sometime. Well, okay. Which we hadn't made an appointment with. Are y'all following? So it's why it's so important to. I mentioned in my phone call Monday that you need to either come apart or you come apart. So we were able to come apart this past week, so we come apart. So I wrote some things down. I said all that, say this, about the once and for all. To me, that's powerful in verse number 10. That's why I wanted to stop there this morning. The once for all sacrifice in Hebrews 10:10 that it talked about Jesus Christ once for all. Don't turn there, but I want to compare to Leviticus chapter number 16, verse number 34, when the sacrifices were given. Here's what it said. And this was part of the regulations for the Day of Atonement, when God is telling Moses, well, here's what you need to do, and the priests and the sacrifices. Well, in verse number 34, after he tells them all this about the scapegoat and all this, here's the last thing God told him in this chapter. And this shall be an everlasting statute unto you to make an atonement for the children of Israel and for all their sins once a year. What a difference. Hope you get that. Once a year in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, it's once for all. Well, if y'all permit me to read this, we've now reached the multitude, the mountaintop of Hebrews. Little by little, the past 9 chapters, we've been climbing to reach this point. I mean, each time we get mountain peaks and mountain peaks, and it's been great, the study of Hebrews. Tremendous study. Well, now we've reached the mountain peak. The one sacrifice of Christ is sufficient. It is enough. It is finished. Since the whole work of God's plans for man's redemption is finished, and the whole sin debt is paid for me, what is there left for me to do? Just accept the free gift of eternal life that he offers. By placing your faith and trust in him and in him alone, your sins are forgiven and you are cleansed by his precious atoning blood once. What an amazing thought. In verse number 1, I want you to notice, for the law having a shadow, the word shadow literally, and we talked about this before, it means an outline and a figure, but not the real thing. Not the real thing. Now, a shadow isn't a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Not a bad thing. The old covenant and its law were not themselves bad or evil. Matter of fact, they were good. They pointed men to Christ. Okay? If you could see, they would show their sinfulness. So they were not bad. They were not evil. Matter of fact, we find out that the law was perfect. The problem wasn't the law. The problem was mankind who couldn't fulfill the law. However, they were a shadow, the things in the Old Testament, the covenant, the law, all these sacrifices. They were incomplete and they were insufficient to bring total cleansing from sin and to save. It could never make them perfect, though they came with their sacrifices year after year after year. It's a shadow. Matter of fact, the rest of that verse says, it's a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of those things, and it can never with those sacrifices, well, they offered year by year, continually make the comers, those people who bring those sacrifices thereunto, it can not make them perfect. Literally means it don't make them sinless. It means it cannot make them complete. Only in Christ are we complete. Again, it was a picture of what Christ would do on the cross of Calvary. Then we get to verse number 2. For then would they have not ceased to be offered. In other words, if those animal sacrifices would have cleansed them of their sins, where there would be no more need for sacrifices. But yet they would have to come year after year after. Here's the amazing thing. The Day of Atonement. Get the picture. They come, they bring their lambs or whatever to the priest. The priest offers the sacrifices on the account of their sins. On the Day of Atonement, their sins are covered. Not cleansed, but covered. And then rascals just like us would go out that same day, or give them a little break, the next day. Here they are sinning again. So next Day of Atonement, here they got to bring their lambs once again to cover their sins. Are you following what the picture? That's what the picture is there.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.